For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Today, we go into a courtroom where the cases of migrants are being heard. The maker of OxyContin says it is disappointed that Virginia is suing it over the opioid crisis. And one group's challenge to the Atlantic Coast Pipeline involves race and environmental justice. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, June 29th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
The crisis at the border is still playing out in courtrooms across the country, including many immigration courts here in Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope went to one of those courts in Arlington to get a sense of how it works.
Children as young as 3 and 4 years old are not just without their parents after being separated from their families, they're also without lawyers. After observing the immigration court in his district, Congressman Don Byers said the U.S. government should provide all these children with lawyers.
The kids with lawyers end up with like 91% positive outcomes, and the kids without lawyers end up with like 58% positive outcomes. So without a lawyer, you're much more likely to be shipped overseas. These kids don't know how to make the case for asylum all by themselves.
But that's exactly what's happening in courtrooms across the country. Byer led a delegation of lawmakers for a tour of the immigration courthouse that included House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer.
Some of these kids that are being asked to come into court to respond to the charges brought against them or to respond as to why they need a sanctuary, they're not old enough to spell their own names.
Democrats are pressing the House Republican leadership to pass what they call the Fair Day in Court for Kids Act, requiring the government to appoint counsel to children. Reporting from outside the immigration court in Arlington, I'm Michael Pope.
The maker of OxyContin says it is disappointed that Virginia is suing it over the opioid crisis. The lawsuit, announced this week by Attorney General Mark Herring, accuses Purdue Pharma of falsely marketing its opioids as safe, effective, and having a low risk of causing addiction. Nearly 2 dozen states have filed similar lawsuits against drug manufacturers. Virginia's lawsuit alleges that Purdue Pharma violated the state's Consumer Protection Act by making false claims about its opioids, including OxyContin. Purdue Pharma said it shares Herring's concern about the opioid crisis and is working with states to help address the public health crisis. Both of Virginia's U.S. senators are calling for the seat of retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy to remain open until after the November elections. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
Senators Tim Kaine and Mark Warner, both Democrats, say Republican leaders blocked Obama's Supreme Court nomination in 2016, saying it was wrong to take it up in an election year. Senator Kaine.
Look, the Republican majority in the Senate set a pretty clear precedent the last time there was a vacancy.
And he said American voters should have a chance to weigh in on the decision in November.
About the direction of the country, the direction of the court, and we should wait until after that vote before we vote on any Supreme Court nominee.
Warner said the same thing. State Republican leadership says they should be honest and admit they're just trying to block the replacement.
The United States Supreme Court refused to hear a North Carolina case involving prayer in public meetings. The case also affects Virginia, and Charles Fishburne has that report.
The Fourth Circuit ruled last year that Rowan County, North Carolina supervisors could not open their meetings with a commissioner reciting a Christian prayer. Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond.
They said it violated the First Amendment. It was appealed, and the Supreme Court let it stand.
Justices Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch wanted to hear the case, but the court refused.
A decision makes this law in 5 states, including Virginia, but most localities have already revised their policies regarding prayer to be more inclusive if they allow prayer at all.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
A Virginia Tech professor who locked herself to a piece of construction equipment to protest the Mountain Valley Pipeline has been arrested. The Roanoke Times reports that Emily Satterwhite will likely be charged with trespassing. The Appalachian Studies professor tied herself to a piece of equipment 20 feet above the ground Thursday morning on Brush Mountain in Montgomery County. Police on cherry pickers cut her free Thursday night. Satterwhite waved to about 30 people gathered near the John Deere excavator as she descended. and was met with cheers. Police jailed Satterwhite after she was checked by rescue workers. Opponents of the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, the other big natural gas pipeline project in Virginia, have warned of possible harm to the environment, and they have challenged Dominion's right to take private property for this purpose. Well, now another group is coming forward with a different claim. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Houseman reports.
John Laurie grew up on a farm in Buckingham County, in a small community founded by freed slaves. He left Union Hill in 1964 to join the Air Force, then settled in Southern California. But he missed the seasons and the land in Central Virginia.
I like the creek and the rolling hills, and also has quite a few springs on the low ground.
So the water's good?
Water's good, lots of shade. It was so green, so much vegetation.
So he bought about 100 acres here, and in 1993, he and his wife Ruby moved back. They built a small brick ranch house and a large garage, fenced the land for cattle, and planted fruit trees. They weren't too happy when the neighbors set up a shooting range, but now they have a bigger concern: noise from a compressor station Dominion plans to build nearby, and the prospect of water pollution.
They want to run this pipeline 600 miles, tearing up God's earth. How are we going to protect that to keep from polluting the water?
Dominion is allowed to use pipes with thinner walls in this, a rural area. That worries Mike Ellerbrock, a professor of agricultural economics at Virginia Tech and a member of the governor's advisory council on environmental justice.
99 families are within 1 mile of the compressor station and 1 mile of the pipeline. And of those 99 families, 85% of them are African American.
It's not fair, he says, that low-income people of color should be burdened by this project, subject to noise and air pollution likely to come from the compressor station.
The one proposed here is giant, almost 7 times larger than your normal gas compressor station, and has the potential to emit many, many tons of some rather nasty chemicals each year.
And Laurie doubts this would be happening in a middle-class white community.
Because they would be more influential, they will have the resources to fight it.
As it happens, a prosperous community next door is doing just that. Swami Dayananda sits on the board of Yogaville, a spiritual community of about 250 people and a center that draws 10,000 visitors a year.
Obviously, we practice yoga, which includes practice of breathing, and we really, really value clean air for our health.
And Dayananda shares another fear of an unlikely but possible explosion at the compressor station.
We are in the blast zone. Our closest home is about 700 feet, and we do have a school for young children, preschool, which will probably be within about 1,200 feet.
She joined John and Ruby Laurie and other area residents in speaking to the governor's advisory council in Buckingham. That group then wrote to Virginia's Water Quality Board and to the Department of Environmental Quality, urging the state to look at over 1,000 places where pipelines would cross a river, stream, or wetland, and to report on the damage that might occur there. Next, they'll communicate with the governor, maybe calling for a moratorium on construction. Meanwhile, a group called the Blue Ridge Environmental Defense League has filed a civil rights complaint against the Department of Environmental Quality, noting agencies that get federal funds may not discriminate based on race or religion, and asking the EPA to void a water permit that allows pipeline construction to continue. I'm Sandy Houseman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.